As we pass the 9 o'clock hour, it's my duty to remind you this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver. 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at KGNU.org. Stay tuned now for Swing Shift. And a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's Swing Shift. While Jack's still here in the Boulder studio, I do want to express again what a pleasure it is to follow his fine program week after week. And I'm here in the Boulder studio for another program dealing with travel across the country. And tonight, we head south. So stay tuned for some very enjoyable sounds. Those of you who are regular listeners to Swing Shift every so often, you're probably aware that we are in the midst of touring the United States musically, and we are now headed into the Deep South. But we're going to start out with a tune entitled, very simply, South, that actually comes from a Kansas City orchestra. And certainly one of the premier early Kansas City jazz orchestras in the 1920s was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. And later on, Benny Moten would hire a pianist by the name of Count Basie to sit at the piano chair. And when Benny Moten passed away, then Count Basie began his legendary career. So we're going to listen now to a tune that was frequently on the hit parade, recording from the 1920s by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Here is South. Thank you.
Dixon line, where the sun is happy to shine, where a friendly face is common to see. That's where I'm longing to be, where the folks are happy and gay, and the easy way is the right way, where the bees make honey all day. Don't you know you're right next to heaven down south, where the moon shines mellow and bright, and the breezes play tag with the night. That's where the fellas hold you tight. Lordy, how I love the South. Down south, where the moon shines mellow and bright, and the breezes play tag with the night. That's where the fellas hold you tight. Lordy, how I love the South. Lordy, how I love the South. Lordy, how I love the South. Two
versions of the tune South. First, the big hit by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. That was from 1926. And then, of course, Dinah Shore, and actually singing some blues with Red Norvo there on her version of South from the 1950s. Incidentally, if you find yourself in Kansas City at the end of August, you might want to stop by the Gem Theater in the old black part of Kansas City, where they are going to commemorate six plaques in the sidewalks there next to the Gem Theater of the pioneers of the Kansas City jazz tradition. And I'll bet Benny Moten and Count Basie will certainly be among the first six. As we continue our tour of the South, the next one up is a really interesting recording, I think, by Andre Previn, the pianist, before he began his classical career, when he was also known in Hollywood for recording soundtracks and such. But during his early days as a pianist in this country, he recorded Salute to Fats Waller. And this is a very different rendition than Fats certainly would have played, but I think it's a wonderful rendition of That's Where the South Begins.
Thank you. Come with me to Alabama. Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistake, where those nerves are never shaky. Ought to taste a layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams, those sugar-cured Virginia hams, basement full of those berry jams, and that's what I like about the South. Hot corn bread and black-eyed peas, you can eat as much as you please, cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one. Have two. They're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. Away, way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, cause that's what I like about the South. It's down where they have those pretty queens, keep a dreaming those dreamy dreams. Let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Come old Bob with all the news, got the box back coat and the button shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street, who, can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat, and then that's what I like about the South. Now every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake your head and sigh, and I'll go walking right on by. Gone on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Do-I-Diddy? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty with Do-I-Diddy. Didn't come here to criticize, I'm not here to sympathize, but don't call me those no good lies, cause a lying gal I do despise. You love me like I love you, send me 50 PDQ, roses are red and violets are pink. I'm gonna get old 50, I don't think. She's got backbones and butter beans, ham hocks and turnip greens, you and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South.
Well, there's two tunes of a very different complexion, I'd say. We listened first to the wonderful pianistic effort of Andre Previn on That's Where the South Begins. And then we polished off that set with Phil Harrison, his theme song. Of course, That's What I Like About the South. We've got a couple of instrumentals coming up here on Swing Shift this evening. I'm your host, Dave Gloss, and I hope you enjoy these next two. We're going to start out with Southern Scandal, which was a huge hit for Stan Kenton and his orchestra, and what we're going to play here is a rendition from the 1950s with his, of course, when he was re-recording many of his original hits on High Fidelity. And then we're going to listen to an on-the-air version of a Fletcher Henderson score for Benny Goodman and his orchestra of Down South Camp Meetin'. And if you listen very closely, when the band, instantly after the band stops playing, you'll hear, oh, what a band. Anyway, some fun listening here on KGNU. band that made Benny Goodman the king of swing. Of course, that was Down South Camp Meeting. And prior to that, we listened to Stan Kenton and his orchestra with Southern Scandal. Once again, this is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, we'd love to hear from you, especially since for the first time, I think, in about 6 years, I'm in the Boulder studio this evening, so give me a call here. 303-449-4885 is our office number, or you can reach me directly on our Boulder studio line, 303-442-4242. And our thanks to everyone who contributed during our summer mini drive. And if you became a new or renewing listener member during our recent mini drive, we raised about $24,000 during the drive. Our goal is $30,000. So it's never too late to contribute to help us raise the additional $6,000 we still need to reach our goal. Please keep the music, news, and community voices flowing by making a contribution today online at kgnu.org, or you can certainly give us a call during business hours here at KGNU. That number, once again, 303-449-4885. And KGNU would like to thank, as always, the Greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this program and this station. More information is available online at gphc.org, or you can give them a phone call at 303-388-0918. We're going to turn now to a couple of drummers, actually. First of all, Benny's famous drummer during his during the early part of his swing years broke off from the band in 1938, and Gene Krupa formed his own orchestra that had obviously quite a number of hit recordings during the 1940s, especially with Anita O'Day doing the vocals. And then we'll go back to an even earlier rendition by Ben Pollack. Ben Pollack, who, you know, is one of those kind of forgotten names in jazz, which is too bad because he discovered folks like Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller and Jack Teagarden, and the list goes on and on and on. Truly a remarkable talent finder who led quite a remarkable band during his time. So let's get started now with Gene and Anita.
That's where I long to be, in a little brown shack in South Carolina. Someone waits for me. In each letter he says, the weather's fine, the folks are feeling great. The garden looks grand and the red rose vine is clinging to the gate. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, that's where my thoughts all stray. To the one I love best in South Carolina, I'm going back someday. I can hardly wait to see the face of the one I idolize. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, I'll find paradise.
Thank you. to Georgia, oh, Tennessee. Two tickets to Sunshine, two tickets to Joy. Two tickets with poppers for girls and boy. Come on and sing, sing a wedding tune for a bride and groom on their honeymoon. And hey, their red cap, take care of those presents. Lady goes to two tickets to Georgia, two bits for you.
Teachers, nobody knows just how old.
Sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time. Hey, hey, no doubt you've heard about the sweetest man in Dixieland. I'll say he's hot, he's got just what it takes to make a lady's man.
He's just a sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia. Gentle to the ladies all the time.
He's gentle to the ladies all the time.
When it comes to loving, he's a real professor. Yasser, just amazing, Dixie Valentine.
Was the Boswell Sisters with Sentimental Gentleman from Georgia from 1933. And the trombonist there was Tommy Dorsey with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Prior to that, we heard Jack Teagarden on trombone and Benny Goodman featured prominently on Two Tickets to Georgia with Ben Pollock in his orchestra. And we started that set with drummer man Gene Krupa and Anita O'Day on A Little Bit South of North Carolina. KGNU would like to thank the Mountain Ear for their in-kind support. The Mountain Ear is a weekly publication offering comprehensive and in-depth news coverage of Nederland and the Peak to Peak region. They can be reached by phone at 303-258-7075 or online at www.themountainear.com. The Mountain Ear, news with altitude since 1977. Next up, I looked at several different renditions of Hoagy Carmichael's classic, Georgia on My Mind. Of course, that tune is so readily identified with Ray Charles that it's forgotten that that tune went back quite a ways further than that. And so quite a number of jazz musicians during the swing era and afterwards played that tune. And here's a really unusual one from 1952. Here's Benny Goodman on clarinet with strings. Pretty rare album. And Hoagy Carmichael's Georgia on My Mind.
Thank you. Sasha Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat is sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas she can't get, our fellas she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her sweet Georgia Brown. Georgia Brown. Sweet Georgia Brown. Oh, boys, tip your hats. Oh, boys, she's the cat. Who's that Mr. Tater's sister? That's Georgia Brown. Sweetest gal in Georgia.
Yes, that was Carol Burnett, believe it or not, on Sweet Georgia Brown. And prior to that, we heard Benny Goodman with Strings on Georgia on My Mind. We're going to continue our swing through Georgia with a New Orleans lady and a particular favorite of mine. You know, it was interesting listening to the Ragtime show, how many dance crazes of the Ragtime years were featured by host Jack Rummel. Not to be outdone here on Swing Shift. Here's the Georgia Grind by Miss Lillian Boutte.
Down in Georgia, there's a dance that's new. The morning glory's growing and the breeze is softly blowing in Atlanta, GA. I love to wake up in the morning, see the sun come up at dawning in Atlanta, GA. I love to walk among the flowers and taste the honey from the bees. I want to while away my hours reading books and dreaming dreams beneath the trees. I want to see the ivy clinging, want to hear the robins singing little songs I adore. I want to attend the Sunday meeting, want to hear that friendly greeting when I get home once more. I long to hold that certain someone, I miss her more and more each day. I'm getting ready for the wedding, gonna get a train that's heading for Atlanta, GA. I'm getting ready for a wedding, gonna get that train that's heading for Atlanta, GA.
From Woody Herman's First Heard, we heard a very successful recording of Atlanta, GA with Woody at the vocals. And then we heard a very backbeated blues of the Georgia Grind by Lillian Boutte. Believe it or not, that tune went back to the 30s with the likes of Louis Armstrong and Eddie Condon, who recorded that tune when it first came out. And so, my goodness, we only have about 9 minutes left here on Swing Shift this evening, so I've been talking too much. Must be something to do coming up from to the Boulder Studio from Denver. So anyway, I'm going to skip a couple of tunes and go to two of my favorites as we continue our journey through the South. Here's Louis and Ella to start things off.
Kissed in a field of white. and stars fell on Alabama last night.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light.
Yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama. Last night,
oh, by the teasing,
I never planned in my imagination
a situation
so heavenly,
heavenly,
a fairyland where no one else could enter. Just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer. My arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
I never planned my imagination a situation so heavenly,
so heavenly,
a fairyland where no one else could enter. In the center, just you and me.
Yes. My heart beat like a hammer.
Beat like a hammer.
My arms wound around you tight.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama.
Ella and Lewis with Stars Fell on Alabama, great jazz standard. We're going to finish up tonight's broadcast with a selection from the last Billie Holiday recording. The year was 1959, and even while she was singing this, the musicians around her figured this would probably be the last for her remarkable career. And she did a tribute to her old boss, another Louis Armstrong favorite that actually was his theme song. And I think Billy does just a remarkable job with When It's Sleepy Time Down South. This is Dave Gloss signing off with Swing Shift this evening. Stay tuned for some wonderful jazz until the bewitching hour of midnight. And thanks for joining me every Thursday between 9 and 10 here on KGNU. Good night.
Homesick, tired, all alone in a big city. Why should everybody pity me? Nighttime's falling, and I'm yearning for Virginia. Hospitality within me calls me. Pale moon shining on the fields below. Folks all crooning songs soft and low. You needn't tell me so, because I know it's sleepy time down south. Soft winds blowing through through the pine wood trees. Folks down there live a life of ease, where no mammy falls upon her knees. It's sleepy time down south. Steamboats on the river are coming, are going, splashing the night away. Hear those banjos ringing, the folks are all singing, they dance till the break of day, say. Dear old Southland, with its dreamy songs, take me back there where I belong. Oh, how I'd love to be in Mammy's arms when it's sleepy time down south. Southland with its dreamy songs, take me back there where I belong. Oh, how I love to be in Mammy's arms when it's sleepy time down south. When it's sleepy time down south. When it's sleepy time down south. When it's sleepy time.
You're listening to Jazz Lives on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM.